AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. It was nearly 22 years ago the wife of O.J. Simpson and her friend were found stabbed to death. And now there's the report. A knife has been found.
Police in Los Angeles are examining a knife that was purportedly found on the property where O.J. Simpson used to live. Police Captain Andy Nyman explains how the knife came to be in the hands of an LAPD officer.
He claimed that an individual who claimed to be a construction worker provided him with this knife, claiming that it was found on the property.
But the officer held on to it and just recently it was turned in. Nyman says the knife will be examined to see if it yields any evidence that could link it to the case. Simpson was acquitted of the slashing deaths of his ex-wife and her friend. He is currently serving time in Nevada on a kidnapping and armed robbery conviction. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A wind advisory goes up around Saturday noontime in Northern California, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. This is part of a storm system forecast to bring lots of rain to the northwestern and central areas and possible flash flooding. The Sierra Nevada could see between 2 to 4 feet of snow. President Obama's painting a sunny picture of the U.S. economy.
America's pretty darn great right now and making strides right now. And small businesses and large businesses alike are hiring right now and investing right now.
He summoned reporters to the White House after a new Labor Department report showed 242,000 jobs were added in February. A Trump rally got rowdy in Louisiana ahead of that state's primary Saturday.
Get them out. We don't want troublemakers here. We want them out.
Some residents in Flint, Michigan got to watch as crews dug up their street and took out the lead water pipes. One man who lives with a pregnant girlfriend and a child in his home thanked the mayor for making their water supply safe. This is AP Radio News. After nearly 1 year in space, astronaut Scott Kelly says his muscles and joints ache. Even his skin burns when he sits or walks. But he says his 340 days in space were a great experience. Something he learned more about, air pollution.
You could see a lot of pollution in, over parts of Asia. That's almost continuous, constantly there, that you can't really see the ground very well.
Kelly says that he hopes medical researchers are able to make use of the data that they gather about his stay in space. Two new studies bolster evidence that feeding babies peanuts or other allergy-inducing foods is actually more likely to protect them in later years than to cause problems. One suggests that the early prevention strategy could even work with eggs. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big.